Item number 12, discussion and possible action on separation permit, water allocation by Jim Forte, planning and development manager.
Good afternoon. I'm going to give you a history lesson and then walk you through the process that we have undertaken to ensure that that when we asked you to contract for water that we acquired under our system operation permit, that the amount of water that we're contracting for is firm, is something that we can contract for long term, and that has the same reliability as the water that we've contracted for previously. In the 1960s, as reservoirs on the Little River tributary were being permitted, there was a report in support of those reservoirs, and one of the findings was that there was evidence that there was more water available for contracting than represented solely by the water that was available in those reservoirs. And it suggested that by the systemic use of that water, that there would be could be more water made available to our customers. With the passage of Senate Bill 1 in 1997, the state legislature funded the development of water availability models. We call them WAMs. And those are very complex, sophisticated, computer-based tools that take into account historic hydrology of each basin, the water rights that have been granted previously, and can calculate the additional availability of water to be permitted in the future. In, I guess, 2002, the Brazos River Authority decided to pursue or explore the availability of water in the basin. And in April, at this board meeting in 2003, the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority authorized the general manager, CEO, to enter into and negotiate three contracts, one with a consulting engineering firm to provide the hydrology, another for legal assistance in pursuing the permit, and another one to help us with telling the story. We filed that application in June of 2004. We call it our system operation permit, and we thought things were going along pretty well, because in October of 2004 we received word back from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality that our permit application was what was known as administratively complete. That meant that they had in their hands everything that they thought that we needed, or they needed, for us to continue to pursue that that permit. As you can see here, the permit was approved by the TSEC commissioners in November of 2016, so 12 years after that water right was declared administratively complete, we had a permit in hand. I will suggest to you that the multiple meetings that we had, both in front of the TSEC Commission, the two full hearings that we had in front of the State Office of Administrative Hearings, the roughly 50 counterparties that we had throughout the entire process, we negotiated away most of those. A handful of them went through this hearing process, went with us. One of them actually filed for an appeal in district court in Travis County. But on or about September of 2018, our permit was incontestable and we had it in hand. The unique thing about the system operation permit is it's not a reservoir. That makes it unique in this entire state. It's the it's been described as both by both the TSEC staff as well as those who were our adversaries in the permit, that it's the most complex water right ever approved in the state of Texas. Again, it gives us access to 330,000 acre feet of what's known as non-firm water. That is backed up by what's in our reservoirs. We have a water management plan that is part of the permit. That water management plan, by the condition in the permit, must be updated every 10 years, which subjects our permit to another contested case process every 10 years. That is unique from our reservoirs in that those reservoir permits are permanent. And within that water management plan and within the permit, we have certain diversion limits, and I'm going to talk about the significance of that in a second. Prior to the system operation.
Jim, can you give the board an idea of how much money we spent in that 15-year period of trying to get the permit?
Well, I used to tell, joke with Phil Ford, who supported this process immensely, that when we first started, the budget for the project was something around $5 or $6 million, and we thought we'd have the permit by 2007. Cheap at twice the price kind of became went by the board, but we paid about $25 million all told through this permitting process. But again, when you compare that $25 million and the conclusion that we've reached here of this permit providing roughly 100,000 acre feet, you compare that to Allen's Creek, which is our next water supply project, cost will be 20-fold for the same amount of water. So thank you, sir. Yes, it took us a great deal of money and time to get, but we think it's well worth it. Our prior water rights are all resident in these circles. We talked about the core reservoirs earlier, the ones in yellow, and then the three that we own, and then Allen's Creek. Water from the system operation permit is in these blue lines downstream of these reservoirs and is also represented by the return flows and discharges from various wastewater treatment plants throughout the basin. In October of 2017, we came to you at that time finally having what we felt was a pretty firm permit. And we asked you to extend the contract with the hydrologist firm that that we had retained to develop a contract analysis tool that we call the CAT. And there are all kinds of CAT jokes that we use when we refer to it. But what that CAT model does, it takes the water availability models and it complements them in looking at what is available in these individual stream segments throughout the basin. Each one of those stream segments has a limitation with respect to how much we can divert, at what rate we can divert, and what the impact of such things as Senate Bill 3 environmental flows have on our ability to divert. What the CAT does then is we were able to put in scenarios of demands in each one of these segments to determine exactly how much water would be available for contracting once we did that. I listed a number of the modeling assumptions that we've got here, and I'd like to highlight a couple of them. Part of the requirement from the permit was that we extend the hydrology for the water availability model for the Brazos Basin from 1997 to 2015 so that we got another drought of record within that hydrology. Prior to that, the hydrology for the WAM went from 1940 to 1997, which picked up the 1950s drought, which it was the drought of record for the basin. We extended it through the 2015 drought, and what we found was that we had a new drought of record for our upstream reservoirs, but the 2011-2015 drought, because of the diversity of our basin in terms of the tributaries that we have and the climate from the eastern side of the basin to the western side of the basin, that it did not affect other reservoirs or the available yield to us through the permit in total. We looked at 2050 reservoir sedimentation conditions. We test the sedimentation of our reservoirs on a 10-year cycle. And based on those 10-year reports, you can then forecast how much storage loss we're suffering through sedimentation as those as we go into the future. So we, for conservatism, we for the contracting analysis that we did here, we forecasted out to what those reservoirs are going to look like in 2050. I mentioned the Senate Bill 3, environmental flow rules. Part of the extended processing of the permit included about 4 years of negotiating with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on initially a special condition for environmental flows that was then superseded by the fact that immediately after those negotiations had been completed, the legislature passed Senate Bill 3, which included a very specific process for creating environmental flow rules for all basins within the state, and obviously the Brazos Basin as well. During the negotiations with Parks and Wildlife, we entered into a memorandum of understanding with them, and one of the components in that memorandum of understanding was that when the permit was final, that we would make a donation of water out of that permit to the Texas Water Trust. Texas Water Trust is administered by Texas Water Development Board, and water right holders can donate water to that trust. However, an initial permit cannot include water for that purpose. So the first one of the things that we'll do at our first 10-year anniversary, the revision to the water management plan, is we will make an amendment to our permit to allow that donation. So that will be one of the elements that we have to undertake. We very conservative in the use of return flows is over 260,000 acre feet of permitted return flows in our basin. Our assumptions used about a third of that. Many of y'all are aware of our Possum Kingdom Granberry Balancing Protocol, in which we look at the relative levels of water in those two reservoirs. That's incorporated into our modeling assumption, of course, and as Aaron talked about earlier, the drought contingency plan is also an element that that we look at. In May of 2018, just about a year ago, we started a process of looking at how we would determine who might receive water from the Brazos River Authority under this permit. We had been receiving letters, emails, phone calls, you name it, from customers all the way back to 2005. As soon as they saw that we had a priority date and that that we were serious about getting this permit, we started getting interest. We took those requests, we looked at them with respect to their validity. As you can imagine, the requests that dated back to 2005, there were several customers that that we called them, and in some cases they didn't even know that they'd made that request because it had been such a changeover and overturn in their staffing, or their business plans had changed, they just simply didn't need the water. A good example is Luminant, that had asked for 80,000 acre feet of water under the permit to provide cooling capacity for their proposed Comanche Peak 3 and 4 up near Lake Granberry. Of course, they've withdrawn their request to the Nuclear Regulatory Agency for those licenses, and so that 80,000 acre feet was put back in the mix. We looked at the state water plan. You can imagine that our state water planning process, which essentially takes water demands and matches that up with water supply, the water plan for both the Region H and Brazos G assigned the system operation water to certain customers. So if they weren't, those customers and those demands weren't in our request list, we reached out to them to make sure that that their needs were going to be incorporated. We looked at customers that may have made a request for a great deal of water, and we looked at what decade of need they might have. If this was a growth industry, for example, that say water plan, for example, is a 50-year plan, their needs could be divided into different decades, and we knew that we had an alternate supply sometime in the future, say in the lower basin where we, with the the inclusion of Allen's Creek as a water supply source. You can meet a lot of that downstream lower basin need. Grand total, 50 individual customers asked for approximately 400,000 acre feet of water out of the 334,000 acre feet of non-firm. So you can see there's already an imbalance. When we looked at all of this data, the needs that were no longer represented by specific requirements, we pared that 400,000 acre foot number down to about 220,000 acre feet. We then went through another process of looking at more filters in terms of when that water was needed, where it might be needed. For example, the system operation permit didn't create any water in our tributaries or in our tributary reservoirs. So we looked at customers who were predominantly on the main stem of the river and what needs that could be met. We pared that down then from 220,000 acre feet to about 136,000 acre feet. Then we took that 136,000 acre feet of requests and we put it into the CAT. And we ran specific scenarios based on all the modeling assumptions I talked about earlier. And that number ends up being about 106,000 acre feet distributed by these types, agriculture and irrigation, mining, industrial, municipal. Gulf Coast Water Authority is one of our larger customers, and they have customers within their system that are both municipal, industrial, and agriculture. We kept out a little bit for ourselves to make sure that if we have a customer that has a dire need, that has some issue that they need the immediate access to firm water, that we would be able to accommodate them. And then we carved out some for the water trust. If you look at them from a diversity of where in the basin, about 13,000 acre feet in the upper part of the basin, not a lot in the middle part of the basin, but the majority of it being down in the lower part of the basin. And here is that same scenario mapped, and you can see the diversity in the locations of other water requests. Our conclusion, mentioned earlier, 106,031 acre feet are available. That's about all we can squeeze out of it. Being conservative and making sure that when we enter into those contracts, that we can deliver against those contracts and that we don't have anyone come up short other than any requirements that they might have under a drought contingency plan. Our contracts are face value, take or pay, long term. And we think 106,000 acre feet of water is available under the permit. At our current system rates, about $7.2 million a year in income. So that $25 million expense gets amortized in about 3 years, a little over 3 years. So pretty decent investment. I've got a resolution, but I can answer any questions that you have, or lean on some of the hydrologists if I can't answer it.
Your hard work, and thank you for keeping us up to date every quarter as this has progressed.
Well, I came here in 2001, and this was the first project that I got assigned to me, so I'm ready to start another one.
Well, very good.
He's the one project guy.
Although Chuck Wolf in his project management class doesn't want me to talk to his project manager since I came in four times over budget and three times as long. but anyway, it's been my pleasure. The support of the board. There were a period of time where we seemed like we were coming back to the board every quarter for additional funding. But that support and encouragement got us to where we are right now.
Very good. Seeing that there are no other comments, please read the resolution.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 29, 2019 meeting. Whereas in June 2004, the Brazos River Authority submitted a water right permit application to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for a system operation permit. And whereas an extensive permitting process, including hearings before the State Office of Administrative Hearings and multiple appearances before the commissioners of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, in September 2016, a final order was issued approving the system operation permit, and whereas following the denial of an appeal to the district court in Travis County, the system operation permit became incontestable in September 2018, and whereas hydrological analysis of water rights held by the Brazos River Authority, including the system operation permit, indicate that an additional 106,031 acre feet of long-term firm water is available to be contracted for by the Brazos River Authority. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to enter into additional contracts for the sale of water in an amount not to exceed 106,031 acre feet per year.
Motion to adopt was made by Richard Ball and second by Rick Huber.
Great. We're finally there.
Congratulations. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes, indeed.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.